And good evening. Let's try that again. Good afternoon from Fremont, Nebraska. Shows how long a morning it's been already. The Dort College Defenders and Midland Warriors getting set for a Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play. Both teams out on the floor warming up for today's contest at the Weikert Event Center. Bracker Court, the home court of the Midland Warriors. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest 10-4 overall, 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Midland Warriors are 7-5 and 4-4. Let's take a closer look at these two teams before we get to the starting lineups. And then the national anthem. The Midland women, 7-5 this year. They started the year with three straight wins. The wins for Midland in league play are over Doan, Mount Marty, the College of St. Mary, and Morningside. Maddie Egger leads the team with a 14.7 points per game average and is converting 50.4% of her field goal attempts, and she has a 7.3 rebounds per game average. Amanda Hansen is good for 11.6 rebounds points per game, and Alexis Hasse is scoring 7.3 points per game with 4.3 rebounds. She has made 13 three-point field goals this season. Madison Severson and Maddie Mattis have converted 14 and 15 three-point shots, respectively. The Warriors are averaging 68.7 points per game and allow 66.3 points per outing. Midland has a 38-34 rebounding advantage and averages three fewer turnovers than opponents per game. Midland converts nearly 39% of its field goals, 28% of its three-point shots. They will not beat you with their field goal accuracy. They will beat you with their defense. The Dort College Defenders are 10-4 this year, 5-3 in the GPAC. Dort's women are averaging 85 points per game. They limit teams to 69.4 points per contest. Dort College also has a 47-37 rebounding advantage. The earmarks of this team through 14 games of action, rebounding, and fast pace. They will try to get out. They'll try to use their speed. Erica Feenstra is averaging 25.4 points per game and takes in 8.6 rebounds. She is making 64% of her field goals. Annie Rinesmith averages 13.4 points per game with 5.1 rebounds with 5.2 assists per game. Rachel Evavold has a 10.9 points per game average. She gets 7.4 rebounds per outing. Peyton Harmson is scoring 9.3 points per outing, but she is in street clothes today, dealing with a knee injury from 1 week ago. Harmson leads the team with 36 made three-point shots. Annie Rinesmith has 28. Kenzie Balsman has scored 6.1 points per game since joining the team at the conclusion of the soccer season. She is converting 51.2% of her field goals. The Midland Warrior women lost to Northwestern in Orange City 95-71 in their most recent outing. That was after trailing 50-31 at halftime. A shorthanded Dort women's team lost a 78-76 decision to Bellevue back on Tuesday. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Continuing on then with a look at these two teams. I filled you in on what these two teams did in the most recent outings. Both are coming off of losses. The history between the Dort College women and Midland. Last season, both teams won on the opponent's home floor. Dort College was an 89, lost 89-84, turned around and got a win 75-57. That was back on January 27th earlier this year. Dort College got 13 points in that win from Rachel Evewold, Sienna Stamnes. She also had 13 points. Harmson added 11 with Bausma tossing in 10. Let's take a look at your starting lineups for today's basketball game. We begin with the Dort College defenders. It'll be Erica Feenstra, 6-foot sophomore from Hull, averaging 25.4 points per game. These are probable starters. Number 3, Kenzie Bausma, 5'8 senior from Sheldon, averaging 6.1 points per game. Number 25, Annie Rinesmith, a 5'8 junior from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 13.4 points per game. And Rachel Evewold wears number 43. She's a 6'1 junior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 10.9 points per game. Abby Pruitt's a 5'9 junior from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 3.4 points per game. For the Midland Warriors, it'll be number 2, McKenna Sullivan, a 5'11 sophomore from Lincoln, averaging 6.4 points per game. Maddie Meadows is a 5'11 junior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 4.3 points per game. Amanda Hansen wears number 12. She's a 5'7 junior from West Point, averaging 11.6 points per game. Number 14 is Madison Severson, a 5'3 senior from Omaha, averaging 7 points per outing. And number 34, Maddie Egger, is a 6-foot senior from Utah, Nebraska, averaging 14.7 points per game. And one adjustment to the Dort College starting lineup. It looks like Sienna Stamnes is a full go, 5.9 points per game. She's a 5'10 sophomore from Rochester, Minnesota. She is inserted into the starting lineup for the Dort College defenders, and it appears she will go in place of Ebby Pruitt, who started on Tuesday night against the Bellevue Bruins. We are just about set for basketball. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with basketball from Fremont, Nebraska, right after this. Dort College controls the opening tap. Rachel Evewold has it at the high post. Drives into the left hand, drops it off for Bausma, over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Stamnes. Stamnes gets it inside Feenstra, reverses outside Evewold, down to the baseline, cuts it, gets it back outside Rinesmith. Rinesmith misses, shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Erica Feenstra. It will be Midland basketball. Midland with a basketball. Midland in their gray jersey tops and shorts. Orange numbers trimmed in navy blue. Dort College in their road blacks with yellow numbers and lettering. Out front with the basketball is Sullivan. Sullivan has it on the left elbow. She gives it to Egger. Egger back to Sullivan. Sullivan down to the baseline, guarded by Feenstra. Cut off. Gets it back outside Hansen. 9 to shoot for the Warriors. Out front, Severson. Severson drives inside, gets it away to Egger. Egger loses it, picked up by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball across half court. Rinesmith gets it back over to Evewold. Evewold, right side, Bausma. Bausma, Feenstra. Feenstra lost it on the way up. Had it stripped out of her hands by Severson. And here comes Dort College. Here comes Midland on the attack. Dort College retreating on defense, and a two-shot foul situation coming for Midland and Amanda Hansen. That foul is charged to Dort College's Sienna Stamnes. That is Stamnes' first foul charged to her. First free throw is up and good. So Midland is on the board. Second free throw up and through as well for Hansen. And the Midland Warriors take a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Mark that down as a foul against Stamnes as well. Dort College turns it over on the other end. And the Midland Warriors will have the basketball back. 2-0 our score. Midland basketball. Egger throws the ball in. She gets it into Severson. Severson will take it across the timeline. Severson gets a ball screen up front, gets back right side over to Meadows. Meadows, 3, missed it, no good. This is a team that is shooting under 30% on three-point shots this season. Pass into the corner, Stamnes. Stamnes too strong with a 3, missed everything from the left side, overshot it. Meadows, long pass into the front court, Severson. Severson sidesteps a defensive player, shot no good. Rebound cleared out, kick out, pass out front. Meadows, Meadows, 3, good. Maddie Meadows with a 3-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 5-0. 5-0 our score. Bausma Out front, Feenstra. Feenstra, left side, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with a basketball, Evavold. Evavold tries to drop it inside, and it's kicked away by Egger. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. Rhinesmith to throw it in for the defenders, and he gets the ball into Erica Feenstra, 15 to shoot. Rhinesmith crosses over, kicks it left side to Evavold, 8 to shoot for the defenders. Now Stamnes. Stamnes trying to create. They bring the double team. They force it out of bounds. 3 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Dort College to throw it in. Deep left corner. Ball is inbounded to Rhinesmith, 2. And we've got a foul called on the play against Midland. As the shot clock expires, foul is charged to the Midland Warriors. And that is going to go against Amanda Hansen. That's foul number one on her, just as it looked like her team was going to get a shot clock infraction against Dort College. With the basketball, Rhinesmith into the corner, Stamnes. Stamnes booking, goes back left side, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith tries to force it inside. Evavold unable to get to it. And here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball, left side. They throw it left wing to Sullivan. Sullivan. Into the corner, two-point basket by Egger is good. Maddie Egger with a two-point basket, and the Midland Warriors out to an early 7-0 lead. 7-0 our score, back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. With the basketball, they dump it inside. New players into the game. We've got Mari Smitsdorf on the floor. She returns to action after missing a game with an ankle injury. Also in the ball game, Bailey Tetzloff and Abby Pruitt. Dort College looking for a little jolt of energy here. Ball out front, and Rhinesmith is run into by the defensive player Hansen, and Amanda Hansen has just picked up her second personal foul. So Hansen whistled for her second personal foul. Throwing the ball in will be Sienna Stamnes. Stamnes checks, will check the ball in. Sam Shepard checks into the game for Midland. Midland with a 7-0 lead. Dort College's good shots have been few and far between so far. Out front with the basketball, Stamnes. Stamnes, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith, 3 off the iron, no good, too strong. Rebound taken away by Rhinesmith, and Rhinesmith promptly dribbles it out of bounds. It will be Midland basketball. Midland with the basketball. Checking out of the game, Pruitt, Smitsdorf, Stamnes, Rhinesmith. Bausma on the floor, for Dort College, along with Van Manen into the front court. Midland, left side pass. Kick out pass back to Shepard. Shepard with it at the top of the key. Shepard to Severson. Severson underneath for Egger. And Bausma got pinned, and Bausma gets called for the personal foul. Kenzie whistled for foul number one. 6:07 remaining here in the first quarter. Midland with a 7-0 lead. Dort College needs to get things going. Three-pointer corner. Egger missed it. No good. Rebound Shepard. Shepard offensive rebound and putback. Shepard is the fourth different player to score for Midland. Midland with a 9-0 lead. Back the other way. Maya Shemileski travels with it as she goes into the lane. Turnover back to the Midland Warriors. An inauspicious start for the Dort College defenders. Left side pass, Shepard. Shepard trapped in the corner. Gets away, back out front. Meadows, Shepard. Shepard, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Manen. Here comes Dort College. Van Manen ahead to Shemileski. Shemileski dumps it inside Feenstra. Feenstra muscles it up. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound back, and she is fouled immediately by Midland's. Let's see who that goes against. Trying to make out the number as they came over to the sideline. That's Hasse, number 25. I had it as 15 initially, and I was frantically searching for that number on my score sheet. Pass out front, Venmanen. Venmanen over the basketball, comes back over to Bausma. Bausma, Shimolesky. Shimolesky, shot no good, but she is fouled on the play, and Maya will go to the free throw line to try and take the lid off the bucket. With 5:18 left to go in the first quarter, Shimolesky shooting two free throws. So Shimolesky to shoot two. First one is up and through. Needed that one in a bad way. Another one on the way for Shimolesky. 5:18 left to play first quarter. North College's offensive opportunities so far have been few and far between. Second free throw by Shimolesky is good. She's got a pair. And the defenders trail 9-2. All that being said, the defenders not out of this one by any means. Go scoreless like this to start. You could dig yourself a huge left side driving Shepard. Shepard is short, no good, but she's fouled on the play, and she will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Shepard is a 67% free throw shooter. Free throw by Shepard is up and good. She's got another one coming. 3 points for Shepard. 5:01 remaining. First quarter of play. Second free throw is up as well for Shepard. It's 11-2. 11-2, our score. With it out front is Venmanen. Venmanen with the basketball dumps it inside for Feenstra. Feenstra can't handle it cleanly. And here come the Warriors. Warriors with the basketball. On the left-hand side with it is Shepard. Shepard still has the dribble. Now she dumps it inside. Right-handed shot in the lane. No good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra, ahead it goes. Shimolesky. Shimolesky on the right side. Trailer, Bausma, Venmanen at the top of the key. Venmanen drives in. Her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And late in arriving that time was Midlands. Number 25, Hasse. Hasse whistled for her second personal foul. So Hasse whistled for the personal foul. First free throw by Venmanen is good. So foul number two on Hasse. Venmanen makes the first free throw. She has another one on the way. This one's up and through as well. So Venmanen makes them both. The defenders trail 11-4. All of the Dort College scoring on free throws thus far. Shimolesky with a steal at midcourt. Bausma to Feenstra. Feenstra, layup good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket. Dort College trailing 11-6. With the basketball in the backcourt is Meadows. Meadows nearly throws it away. Midland with the basketball. They drive left-hand side down to the baseline. Feenstra cuts her off. Loose basketball. And the ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It will be Midland basketball. Coach Bill Harmson thought there was a double dribble there on the other side. He has a valid point. Midland throwing the ball in. Gets it into Meadows. Meadows feeds it underneath. Taken away on the weak side. Help by Feenstra. Now it's loose and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It is Midland basketball. 11-6. Dort College is down 5. Throwing the ball in for Midland is McKenna Sullivan. Sullivan to trigger it. Dort College looking like man-to-man defense. Out of bounds underneath the basket. Let's see if anyone gets hung up in a screen. They don't. Here comes Shepard. Shepard hands it off to Gothjee. And Gothjee is fouled on the play. Feenstra is going to be called for the personal foul. And for Erica, that is number one. So two free throws on the way for Gothjee. First one is good. Another free throw on the way. This will be the sixth free throw shot by Midland in this quarter. Midland has committed 5 team fouls so far. Dort College has 4. Second free throw is up and good as well. So of those 9 fouls called, 5 of them have been the shooting variety. We have yet to shoot a true bonus situation. Dort College trails 13-6 after that foul called on Feenstra. Shimolesky has it blocked from the perimeter. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Dort College's Maya Shimolesky. Shemileski gets it in. Feenstra in the lane. Her shot no good. But Erica is fouled on the play. And Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. 3:35 left to play first quarter. Wildort College has gotten the tempo up a little bit here, using a pressuring defense to get things moving. Dort College trailing 13-7 with another free throw on the way for the sophomore. She's got 3 points. And this one's up and through as well for Feenstra. Feenstra with 4 points, drawing more and more attention from opponents' defenses. Midland basketball in the backcourt. Loose ball picked up by Midland. Severson. Severson goes left side. They drop it off for Egger. Egger off of the glass. Good. Maddie Egger with 4 points. Dort College trails 15-8. Three-pointer by Shemileski. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Feenstra. Feenstra tries to save it in, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Midland basketball. So Midland with the basketball. This is our last full day of GPAC basketball before the Christmas break. And a blocking foul called on Kenzie Bausman in the backcourt, and that's two on Kenzie. So Kenzie Bausman has just picked up her second personal foul. Free throws on the way for Peyton Wengert. Wengert will shoot two with a bonus. Dort College trailing 15-8, 3:08 remaining, first quarter. First free throw by Wengert, no good. Wengert is a 5'11 freshman from Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. A little over an hour from here. Your geography lesson for the day, Fremont, Nebraska, located about 77 miles south. Maybe not quite that far, more like 65 miles south of Sioux City on Highway 77. So basically straight south of Sioux City. Out front with the basketball is Rinesmith. Puts up a three, and she hit it. Annie Rinesmith with a three-point bucket. Dort College trails 16-11. 16-11, Dort College back to within five. Love to get back to within one or two before this quarter comes to an end after their sluggish start. Right side pass, Meadows. Meadows drops it off down low. Egger. Holding her ground was Evavold. Evavold holds her ground, but Egger gets the two-point bucket to go. She's got 6 points. Left side pass, Stamness, Rinesmith. Rinesmith looking for someone to pass to. And a foul is going to go on Dort College and Mari Smitsdorf. So Smitsdorf gets called for a foul on post defense. And Bill Harmson, that was a call he was asking for on this end. Losing it out of bounds was Sullivan. And Midland will inbound the basketball. Midland back out front, Sullivan. Sullivan with it on the wing. Pass goes into the corner, Meadows. Meadows to Egger, reversal, right side. This is Wengert. Wengert shot good. Peyton Wengert with a two-point basket. She's got 3 points. And the defenders trail by 9, 20, 11. 1:44 remaining. Pass goes Smitsdorf, Rinesmith, three. Shot no good. 1:35 remaining here in the first quarter. Midland with a 20-11 lead. And the Warriors bring it up. This is Ashida. Back over to Egger. Egger, step back 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Pruitt. Heavy Pruitt with the basketball ahead to Stamness. Stamness hesitates, gives it underneath Evavold. Evavold spin move, and she loses it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Midland. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing the ball in, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Trailing 20-11 are the Warriors. Are the defenders to the Warriors. And Midland on defense. Smitsdorf gets the ball. Out front, Pruitt. Pruitt, right side, Stamness. Stamness drops it inside Evavold. Evavold back. They give it to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf puts it up in traffic, and she is fouled on the play. Foul goes on McKenna Sullivan for Midland. That is foul number one on her. Smitsdorf will go to the free throw line, where she will shoot two free throws. First free throw for Mari, up and through. This will be the 10th free throw shot by Dort College in this first quarter. They trail 20-12, now 20-13. Smitsdorf is out. Feenstra is in. For Smitsdorf, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Dort College back to within 7. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Meadows, long pass over the top. Sullivan driving in with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound deflected out. Here comes Sienna Stamnis. Stamnis with the left hand. And a head full of steam. Doesn't come to a jump stop. Drags her pivot foot. Turnover back to Midland. So a travel violation charged against Dort College and Stamnis. Pass over the top. Sullivan. Sullivan. Long three on the way from Ashita. No good. Rebound Dort College. 35 seconds on the game clock. 30 seconds with the shot clock. Here comes Stamnis. Evavold, 17-footer, too strong, no good. Rebound deflected out. Evavold drops it off underneath for Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Erica will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Midland, very aggressive with their defense, especially when the ball goes into the paint. They are not afraid to dig down and dig down hard. First free throw on the way for Feenstra, no good. Another free throw on the way for Erica Feenstra. Stamnis, Pruitt, Rinesmith, Evavold all check out. Tetzloff, Shemileski, Bausma, Van Manen on the floor. Second free throw by Feenstra is up and good. That's the first miss by Dort College. That miss she had on her first attempt. That was their first miss of the game so far. Ashita to Sullivan. Sullivan to the trail. Wingert. Wingert with a basketball. Wingert thinks about a step back three. No good and decides against it. Back it comes out front. Lob pass to Sullivan. Sullivan shot good as the clock winds down. 2 seconds left. Shemileski long pass into the front court. And the buzzer sounds, drawing the first quarter to a close. It's 22-14. Sullivan gives Midland an 8-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball after the quarter break. Defenders down 8. With it inside Feenstra. Feenstra lost it. Gets it back. Puts it up. Good. Erica Feenstra with 2 points. Here to start the second quarter of play. Defenders back to within 6 at 22-16. Pass out front. Ball deflected. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. And Rinesmith is awarded a timeout as the defenders, with 9:26 left to go in the half, force a turnover. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Out of the timeout, Dort College works it into Erica Feenstra. Feenstra with the spin move. 22-18, Dort College within 4. Right side pass, it goes over to Severson. Severson, they work it inside the paint. Comes back to Wingert. Wingert with a basketball. Wingert, left-hand side. 7 to shoot. Jumper, baseline. And knocking that down was Severson. Severson with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 24-18. Right back the other way. Erica Feenstra with another 2 points. Dort College with 11 from Feenstra, trailing 24-20. Left side pass, Severson. Severson with the ball, lobs it inside. Working it is Gathje. Gathje with a 2-point bucket. She's got 4. Dort College's Rachel Evavold dealing with foul trouble the last few games now. She's been playing behind on the post a little bit more. Bausma tied up on the play. And a jump ball, alternating possession. It will go to Midland. So Midland with the alternating possession. It's 26-20. Midland by 6. 8:07 remaining in the half. New player just checked in for Midland. player I didn't anticipate seeing this evening or this afternoon. We'll get that the information to you in just a moment. Long three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Long, it's taken down, and coming up with it, short shot with the left hand is Severson. Severson with a couple of buckets here in the second quarter, and it is now 28-20. Dort College down eight. Eve of Old spins with the left hand, and she has it swatted out of bounds. This is Casey Thompson checking in for Midland. She wears number one. Stamness gets the ball inbounded. Feenstra. Feenstra, left-hand side, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith tries to fire it inside through the hands of Feenstra. Bounces off of Sullivan back to the perimeter. And Midland has a chance to build what was a four-point advantage up to 10 or 11 with a made basket. They give it underneath. Egger. Egger, shot, no good as it's blocked out of bounds by Evavold. It will be Midland basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Midland throwing it in. Warriors have it. Comes back, left side. And we're going to have a travel violation called on Casey Thompson. Casey Thompson unable to get the ball put on the deck quickly enough. She's a 5'5 freshman from Omaha. Dort College basketball. To Feenstra. Feenstra to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with the basketball. Annie hesitates, puts it up with the left hand, gets it to go, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Annie Rhinesmith will go to the free throw line. She will shoot one as she was fouled in the act of shooting, and an opportunity to complete the old fashioned 3-point play. 6:53 left to go, first half. Free throw on the way for Rhinesmith is up and good. So Rhinesmith makes the free throw. She's got 6 points, and the defenders trail by five, 28-23. Feenstra will check out of the basketball game. Smitsdorf is on the floor along with Evavold, Bausma, Stamness, and Rhinesmith. Hesitation, left-hand side, driving in. They get it back over to Thompson. Thompson to Egger. Taken away by Rhinesmith on the dig down. With the basketball is Bausma. Bausma drops it off for Rhinesmith, and Rhinesmith is stripped on the way up. Pruitt will check into the game now for the defenders. And checking out of the ball game is Bausma. Midland will defend, and they will play man-to-man on the out-of-bounds. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is inbounded to Rhinesmith. 20 to shoot for the defenders. And Sienna Stamness steps on the sideline as she receives the pass. Ball goes out of bounds, or it will go out of bounds. It will be Midland basketball after the turnover. 6:20 left to play, first half. Thompson of the basketball across the half court stripe. They set a ball screen out front. Stamness fights over the top of it. Kick out pass into the corner. Thompson. Thompson, right side. Three pointer, and it was left well short by Meadows. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Meadows misses everything. Dort College basketball down five are the defenders. They've been as close as four here in the second quarter. Outside it goes. Evavold. Evavold with the right hand misses off of the backboard. Loose ball. And it'll be a jump ball. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. And Stamness gets up a little slowly after that dive onto the floor. Seeing her first action in a while. Rhinesmith throws it in. Smitsdorf, right-hand side. Evavold. Evavold over the basketball. Inside, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf, they bring the double team, and she turned right into it. And turns it over. Travel violation called against the defenders. And here comes Midland, leading by five. 28-23. So far this game has been more to Midland's liking. Even you take away the score, just the pace of it. Three-pointer by Maddie Meadows. She's got six. And the defenders trail 31-23. Rhinesmith with the basketball. Ryan Smith back out front. Stamness, right side, Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Smitsdorf down to the baseline. And they bring the double team and a foul called against Midland. Foul goes against Maddie Meadows for Midland. And that's number one on Meadows. Throwing the ball in right side will be Stamness. Stamness, Smitsdorf out front. Pruitt, Stamness. Pardon me, Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf misses the shot underneath the basket. Hendorf College has not been sharp and quite honestly fortunate to be down just eight at this point, 31-23. Right side pass, Thompson. Thompson, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Shepard. Shepard shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Shepard will go to the free throw line to shoot two, with her team leading 31-23. Wholesale changes coming here for the defenders with 4:36 left in the half. First free throw by Shepard is good. And another free throw on the way with 4:36 left. Defenders have been within four. And now trail by nine after that missed free throw. So Shepard makes one of two. Here comes Dort College. Right-hand side, Bausma. Bausma looking inside Feenstra. Comes back over to Shemileski. Shemileski to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, layup good. Bailey Tetzloff able to fake the pass, then put her on the deck, took it hard to the basket. Dort College trailing 32-25. Shemileski to Tetzloff after the steal by the defenders near midcourt. Swing pass over the top, Tetzloff. Tetzloff, Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball, backdoor cut, and it's tipped away by Meadows. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College inbounding the basketball. Shemileski will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Van Manen, 13 to shoot. Left side Tetzloff, beyond the three-point line. Comes out to Bausma. Bausma, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass, good. Erica Feenstra, offensive rebound, put back. She's got eight in the quarter. She has 13 for the ball game. Dort College trails by five, 32-27. Right side pass. Down to the baseline is Egger. Egger guarded there by Bausma. Cutter in the lane. Kick out pass. Three on the way is good. Midland has made just enough threes to make it hurt. Their team that's shooting 28% from the three-point line, so it's not a big part of their game. Feenstra puts it up in traffic, and she is fouled on the play by Maddie Egger. Egger whistled for the personal foul. And Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She is three for four so far from the charity stripe. Dort College is down 8, 35-27. Second free throw on the way. First free throw for Feenstra is good. She's got another one coming. 14 points for Feenstra. Dort College trails 35-28. Another free throw. This one's up and in and out. No good. 35-28, defenders down seven. Ashita across the timeline, picks up her dribble. She goes over to Meadows. Meadows into the corner. This is Severson. Severson off the glass, no good. Rebound, Shemileski. Shemileski over the basketball. Two players around her. Gives it back over to Van Manen. Van Manen over the top finds Feenstra. Feenstra, two players around her. Kick out pass, Van Manen. Van Manen. Back it goes, Shemileski. 19 to shoot. Back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff in the lane. Her shot is good. This is a little more like Bailey Tetzloff's game. Dort College down 5, 35-30. She might play an important part of this game before the day is over. Strong enough to take it to the basket against this Midland team. And Sullivan able to spin one in. McKenna Sullivan with the two-point basket. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Wasn't bad defense, but Sullivan somehow got that ball to bounce off of the backboard and spin over the top of the rim. Sullivan with five, and the defenders trail by eight again, 38-30. Every time it seems like Dort College might have a little momentum, back come the Midland Warriors, and they take the momentum back. Ryan Smith with the basketball. pretty quiet. Weichert center. Midland is on break right now. Driving in with the right hand is Bausma. Short arms the layup. Rebound cleared by Midland. Very thankful this is a relatively long game. Have some time to get things corrected. Things have not gone well for the defenders so far, and they trail by eight. Long three on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound Shepard, and Shepard is fouled on the play by Evavold. Evavold unable to corral the rebound. Shepard got it as it bounced off of the three-point, or off of the rim. And Shepard will go to the free throw line. Shepard shooting her fifth and sixth free throws here. She is 4 for 5 right now. And Midland has a chance to extend the lead to 10. And they do. 40-30. Midland's been in the driver's seat much of this first half. They got out to a 9-0 lead. They led 22-14 at the end of the first quarter. Andor College turns it over in the offensive end. Simply threw it off of the hands of Sienna Stamnes. She was unable to catch it cleanly. Midland has the basketball. Driving in, Severson. She gives it back over to Gathje. Gathje, right-handed layup, good. Gathje with 6. For College trails 42-30. Rinesmith back to Evavold. Evavold, her layup is good. Rachel Evavold with her first field goal tonight. North College trailing 42-32. 1:28 left to play here in this first half. North College has used 2 timeouts already today. And Coach Bill Harmson at this point looks like he is not going to use another one. He wants to get to halftime and talk things over. Missed shot by Midland. Here comes Rinesmith. Step into it. 3. Off the heel. No good. Long rebound. Here comes Midland. Up the floor. Shepard. 1 player to beat. Gets around Rinesmith. Her shot is good. Sam Shepard with a 2-point basket. She has 9. And the defenders trail 44-32. Evavold tied up on the play. Jump ball. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. No, it's Midland basketball. I don't remember the last tie-up. Evidently, Dort College had it. I had thought the last one went to Midland. A lot of things happen that I missed, though, over the course of a game. Out front with the basketball, Sullivan. Sullivan guarded by Feenstra. Sullivan, step back, 15-foot, decides against it. Kicked into the backcourt by Rinesmith. And Rinesmith on top of it. And they call a jump ball, alternating possession. It will be North College basketball. 44-32, North College down 12. Out front is Rinesmith. Gives it to Evavold. Evavold hands it back to Stamnes. Stamnes, layup of the right hand, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra, and Feenstra's fouled on the play. The putback attempt, and Gathje has just picked up her first personal foul. More free throws on the way here for Erica Feenstra. 14 points right now for Feenstra. Make it 15 as she makes that free throw. Midland, 44 points here in the first half. That is out of character for the Warriors. Typically, they're going to be in the 30s. Ball deflected out by Rinesmith. North College trails by 11, 21 seconds remaining. 44-33, 16 seconds and counting. With the basketball, Severson. Severson on the right-hand side. Severson comes back over to Shepard. Shepard on the left-hand side. Picks up her dribble, 3 seconds on the clock. Ball's loose, it goes out of bounds. It's last touched by Midland. It'll be North College basketball. Buzzer sounds. The question is, was the call made before? Was the call made before the ball went out of bounds? And it is. And it's 0.4 seconds remaining. Dort College will be throwing it in. Stamnes to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, the baseball toss across the court, drops to the floor, and the defenders go to the locker room, trailing 44-33. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. Next up, where are they now? Where are they now? Katie Bonema and Cam Gingrich today. We will go with Katie Bonema's Where Are They Now feature here in just a moment. This is Dort College basketball. We're at halftime. Midland women lead Dort College 44-33.
Hello again, and welcome into another edition of Where Are They Now here on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Joining us on Where Are They Now today is another individual athlete who's one of the most decorated in school history. She's a 2014 Dort College graduate and won a national championship her junior year in the 600-meter indoor track and field event. An All-American and a national champion, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on Where Are They Now today is Katie Bonema. You know, before you came to Dort, so you are from this area of the country, you grew up in Ironton. Do you recall when you first kind of heard about Dort College, and why did you choose Dort College to continue your academic and your athletic careers?
Well, my sister went to Dort, so I knew a little bit from that. And then I guess, yeah, just being close by, I knew quite a bit about Dort. And yeah, it was a Christian college, and I wanted to go somewhere where I could grow in my faith and be surrounded by other Christians and have a Christian perspective in my classes, and just, yeah, being encouraged in my faith. And then I also heard about the track and cross country programs, so those also drew me to Dort.
Before we get into your running career at Dort and kind of what you're up to now, you ended up earning a degree in elementary education. When did you know that was the area in which you wanted to study and pursue a career in?
Well, I love kids. I love working with kids and making a positive difference in their lives. And yeah, it's a hard working job, but it's also very rewarding. Every day is different. And yeah, I teach at a Christian school, so I get to share my faith journey with my students, and we can sing and pray and talk about God and have fun learning different things together.
For those that don't know, as a cross-country and a track athlete, you're a very decorated individual. You know, you could make the case you're one of the more decorated individual athletes in Dort history. You have GPAC honors, NAI honors. You won a little thing called an individual national championship.
Mm-hmm.
When did running really start to become a passion of yours?
Well, when I was in eighth grade, one of my PE teachers encouraged me to run in a couple grade school cross-country races. I didn't really know if I wanted to or not, but I gave it a try, and I did well. So then in high school, Mr. Kauk was my coach there, and he did a really good job of pushing me and encouraging me, and I guess I just kind of fell into a love of running from there, and yeah, then I pursued it in college, and I enjoyed it there as well.
Did you ever think that running would amount to some of the success that it did for you at the collegiate level?
No, I guess coming into it, I made nationals my first year, and I thought, oh, I don't know if I would ever become a national champion. But then, yeah, I just set my eyes on running, and my coaches pushed me and encouraged me. And I guess, yeah, it surprised me, but yeah, putting work into it and being gifted helped a lot too.
When you think back to your time at Dort, you know, whether it's in the classroom, in competition, in your dorm or apartment, what sticks out to you, or what couple things stick out to you most about those 4 years?
I would say the friendships that I made. I developed really good friendships in cross country, just because you're such a tight-knit family, running a lot of miles together, getting to know each other on deeper levels. And then, yeah, just even meeting new people in my classes and hanging out with friends and just having fun while also learning.
Now, Northwest Iowa and, you know, this area of the country has kind of been your home for quite a while. You're still around the area. You're working at Inwood Christian as a first and second grade teacher. To start, can you tell me a little bit about how and when that teaching opportunity came about for you?
Well, it was my senior year, and I was looking at schools to apply to, and I seen that Inwood Christian had an opening, and a small Christian school, and I went to a small Christian grade school myself. So I was interested in that, and knowing that, you know, when you're in a smaller school, you're closer just because there's not as many students, and you develop strong relationships. And so I knew that Inwood Christian would be a good fit for me. So, yeah, I applied there, and I was offered the job.
What do you like most about Inwood Christian? And then what do you like most about teaching the level you do there with first and second grade?
I guess what I really like about Inwood Christian is, like I said, we're such a small school. Everybody knows each other's names. Like, my first and second grade students know the seventh and eighth grade students. So it's just really neat to see the relationship through every grade. And then, yeah, just teaching first and second graders, it's difficult sometimes because, yeah, they're high energy, but what I really love about them is that they love school and they want to be there, and they're open in, you know, their faith and sharing different things with you. And it's, yeah, it's just different day to day.
You graduated from Dort in 2014, so you're still somewhat freshly removed from college. In your mind, what have been some of your favorite personal or life highlights since you've stepped onto Dort's campus as a freshman?
I guess the accomplishments that I had with running were some big highlights, and yeah, just where I'm teaching at now and different people that I've met along the way.
The role of athletics and kind of its prominence in our lives changes, you know, as the years go by. Running's been an important part of your life for years, and when I spoke with Sam Wensing last week, he put it that once you're a runner, that's kind of always a habit that's going to be a part of your life. For you, what's kind of the role of athletics and of running in your life today?
I do still do a lot of running myself. I guess I had to adjust from running with a team all the time to learning to run by myself. But yeah, I do try to get out and run after school pretty much every day. And I've done a number of different races. I never considered myself a long distance runner, but I have ran a marathon, and I've run different half marathons and lots of 5Ks, 10Ks, and did a couple trail runs. So yeah, and my sister and I run quite a bit together too, so that's helped. And yeah, I try to get out and run even if it's cold and snowy out,
which is quite often around here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you mentioned you've run some half marathons and some marathons. Do you have any goals in which you're trying to reach as a runner, or anything you want to do, whether it's competing in a certain event?
I would say I more run because I enjoy it. I'll pick different races and try different things and, you know, train a little bit for that. But I guess mainly I just go out and just go for a run. I don't necessarily have to be running hard or anything, but just enjoying it.
All right, well, that's all I have for you, Katie. I really do appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and talk today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Once again, thank you very much to Katie Bonema for taking time to join us here on Where Are They Now on KDCR and KDCR885.com. Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hole and Grinnell Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. That's going to do it for this episode. Stay tuned and stick around. Coming up, we have more Dort College basketball right here on KDCR.
Halftime numbers. Dort College has some work to do. Down 44-33. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 15 of 30. Beg your pardon, 10 for 26. Midland was 15 of 30. So Midland, a little out of character today in terms of their success from the floor. 50% from the floor, 27% on threes. That's right around where they are for the entire season. 11 of 13 on free throws, 85%. For Dort College, 10 for 26 from the floor, 38%. That is a little below their season average of 46%. 1 for 8 on threes. That is well below what they've been doing this season. They're at 12.5%. 12 for 16 on free throws. That is 75%. Dort College, a slight 14-13 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 11, Midland 6. So some of those earmarks that we talked about for Dort College that they have developed over the first half of the season, not performing up to their standards, and that is rebounding at 14-13, just a 1 rebound advantage. And you couple that with a pace that has not been to what we have become accustomed to, just 26 shots from the floor in the first half, and the Dort College defenders trail by 11. Erica Feenstra has 15 points to lead the defenders. Annie Reinsmith has 6. Bailey Tetzloff has 4. Mari Smitsdorf, Jordan Van Manen, and Maya Shemileski all have 2, along with Rachel Evavold for Midland. 7 points for Madison Severson. 9 for Sam Shepard off of the bench. 6 for Maddie Agger. 6 for Maddie Matthews. 5 by McKenna Sullivan. 3 for Peyton Wenger. And 6 for Katie Gathje, for their total of 44 points. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with second half play from Fremont, Nebraska, right after this. Maddie Agger with a two-point basket as we start the second half of play. Midland leading by 13. Reinsmith with the basketball out front to Feenstra. Feenstra back to Reinsmith. So a two-point basket by Agger. She now has 8. Defenders trail 46-33. Pass down low to Evavold, and Evavold loses it out of play. It is Midland basketball. To say the defenders have not been sharp this afternoon would be an understatement. Still got some time to turn it around, but you need to get going. You trail by a baker's dozen here. Lob pass down low. Ball stripped as Egger takes it up. Taken away by Stamness. Here comes Reinsmith. Reinsmith back over to Evavold. Evavold, ball fake, drives in, puts it up with the left hand, gets it to go. Rachel Evavold with 4 points, and the defenders back to within 11, 46-35. Out front, Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball, gives it up Matthews. Matthews, swing pass over the top. This is Meadows. Meadows, beyond the 3-point line. She lobs it down low for Egger. Egger working her way in against Evavold. Shot no good, but the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball, Stamness now on the left-hand side. Stamness hesitates. Back over to Reinsmith. Bausma. Bausma, right-hand corner. That's Feenstra. Stamness, Reinsmith, 15 seconds to shoot. High post, Evavold. Evavold with the right hand. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul goes on Egger, so Maddie Egger whistled for the personal, and that's number 2 on Maddie Egger. So Dort College will shoot free throws with Rachel Evavold. First one off the mark, no good. Evavold trying to make it a 10-point ball game. Dort College trailed by 4 at various points in the second quarter. Trailed by 11 right now. Second free throw is up and good. So Evavold makes 1 of 2. Dort College back to within 10. 46-36. Well, if Dort College is going to crawl back into this one, they've got to get some defensive stops. Midland has taken advantage of Dort College's defense. Shot over 50% from the floor, and we have a travel violation called against Midland and Katie Gathje. And Dort College gets a defensive stop. Now let's see if they can get a bucket. Out front, Reinsmith. Reinsmith, right side, Bausma. Bausma with the basketball back over to Reinsmith. Reinsmith in between the circles. She passes right side. Stamness, step back 3 off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bausma. Out front, Reinsmith. Reinsmith underneath. They give it to Feenstra. Feenstra's shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Sullivan. McKenna Sullivan, a sophomore from Lincoln, called for her second personal foul, and Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line for 2 free throws. First free throw for Erica off the mark, no good. She's a 76% free throw shooter. This will be her 9th free throw, her 10th free throw shot. Second free throw by Feenstra's in and out, no good. Missed them both. She's now 5 for 10 today from the free throw line. Cross-court pass, 3 on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold over the basketball. Evavold over to Reinsmith. Reinsmith to Bausma. Bausma drives in with the right hand, lays it up, good. Kenzie Bausma with her first 2. Dort College trails 46-38. Come out on the floor, charge to Midland. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Ball taken away by Reinsmith. Throws it over the top, Stamness. One player to beat. Lays it up with the right hand. Stripped on the way up. Feenster tries to save it in. Now it's taken back by Midland, and that sums up the afternoon thus far. But Dort College, a little more energy. Rhinesmith swats at it, gets away with one, and now Feenster travels with it. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Inbounding the basketball is Sullivan. Sullivan throws it over the top. Harmson comes up. That's Hansen comes up with it. Pass into the corner. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma has a player between her and Rhinesmith. She waits for traffic to clear. Severson running some interference there. Pass goes right side. Stamness, Bausma. Bausma left side, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith gives it up. Evavold layup. Left hand, good. Rachel Evavold with a two-point bucket. She's got five in the second half. Dort College trails 46-40. This is as close as Dort College has been in a while. 6:20 remaining. Three-pointer, rainbow, good. That one scraped the roof. Amanda Hansen with a long three. Would have been a four-pointer if you have that extra line on the floor. Pass goes. Rhinesmith fakes with the right hand, lays it up. And they're going to wave it off and say, let's make sure that the player was outside the charge ring. And she was not. So the basket is good. They will whistle. They will wave off the charge. And that was my initial thought, is where was the defender in relation to that half circle underneath the basket? And she was inside it. So it goes from a charge to a block, and Rhinesmith will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot for the three-point play. Dort College trying to get back to within six. 49-43 as Rhinesmith makes that free throw. Annie gets Dort College back to within 49-43. So Rhinesmith with 9 points. Back we go the other way. Midland with a six-point lead. Pass over the top. And a knee, relatively easy basket for Gathji. Gathji able to pin her defensive player on the hip. They throw it over the top, and she gets an easy basket. But pass goes inside Feenstra. Feenstra, little room to work. She's got 17. Dort College trails 51-45. Long pass into the front court. Shot off the heel, no good, but a reach-in foul called on the defenders. It's going to be a blocking foul called on Stamness, and Sienna has just picked up her second personal foul. Free throw is up. Good for Amanda Hansen. Dort College trailing 52-45. Another free throw on the way for Hansen. This one's up and good. So Hansen makes both free throws. Van Manen, long pass for the top. Feenstra goes up for it, tries to give it back over to Smitsdorf, and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Rhinesmith checking into the game. Van Manen and Feenstra check out. Evavold is in. And for the Midland Warriors, this is Lexus Hasse. Sullivan will check out of the ball game. Throwing the ball in, Dort College's Rhinesmith. She gets it in, Smitsdorf. Left side pass, Evavold. Evavold with a left hand, no good, but a foul on the play called on Gathji. Gathji whistled for the personal foul, and I believe that's number three on her. The Dort College defenders, Rachel Evavold, going to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up, hangs on the rim and falls out. No good. Another one on the way. So Evavold, 5 second half points. Now six as she makes one of two. And the defenders trail by seven, 53-46. Spin it left side. Down to the baseline. Severson to Gathji, and a reach-in foul called on Abby Pruitt. Pruitt whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. 7 point lead for Midland. Dort College trying to whittle away. Trailed by as many as 13. That came early in the second half when Midland built a 11-point lead up to 13 with the first basket of the second half. Severson throws it back out front for Hansen. Hansen to Severson. Severson with it on the left side. She'll step into a three. Banks it, no good. Almost missed it so badly it went in. Long pass over the top. Pruitt. Pruitt looking. Comes back. Stamness to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith on the left side. Rhinesmith picks up her dribble. 17 to shoot. Now Stamness. Stamness looking down low. They give it to Evavold. To Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf shot no good. A lot of contact. No call made. Could have been a foul. Could have been a travel. Neither was called. Here comes Midland. 4:21 left to play third period. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound Pruitt. Abby Pruitt with the basketball. Abby into the front court. Abby Stamness. Stamness long three. Good. Sienna Stamness with a three-point basket. Dort College back to within four. 53-49. Dort College defensively, and Evavold commits a foul. Shepard will go to the free throw line. Sam Shepard is 5 for 6 from the free throw line, and she'll shoot two free throws for Evavold. That is her second personal foul. Shepard's first free throw is good. Shepard now with 10 points, and it's back to a 5-point ball game. Second free throw by Shepard is good as well. 55-49. Shepard with 11. And the defenders trail by 6. With it left side. Pass to Feenstra. Feenstra gets it to hang on the rim and fall through. Erica Feenstra with a chance at an old-fashioned 3-point play as the defenders have now cut what was a 13-point lead down to 4 again, 55-51. Free throw by the sophomore from Hull is good. So Feenstra makes the free throw. A three-point play. 20 points for Feenstra. And the defenders trail by 3 with 3:40 remaining in the third period. And an offensive foul called against the Midland Warriors and Amanda Hansen. Hansen called for the forearm as she drove to the wing. Pretty good defensive positioning that time by Stamness. And checking out of the ballgame will be Hansen. And for Hansen, that is her third personal foul. Still on the floor with 3 is Gathje for Midland. Left side pass Stamness. Dort College down 3. This is as close as they have been since the early minutes. Rhinesmith underneath Evavold. Evavold spins with a left hand. Good. Rachel Evavold with 10 points. Dort College trails 55-54. Out front, they pass it. Wengert. Wengert loses it. And they call an over and back violation. If you're Dort College, you would rather had that loose ball at midcourt as she stumbled and tried to save it. Dort College, Stamness will check out. Ben Monin will check in. Dort College with a chance to take the lead over the two-point basket here, trailing 55-54. Pass out front, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith pass down low for Evavold. Batted. Now they get it back to Rachel. Rachel, two-point basket. Good. Rachel Evavold with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 56-55. Defenders have outscored Midland 23-11 here in the third period. Left side, 3 on the way. Meadows, no good. Rebound down on the floor. Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up to Rhinesmith. Here comes Dort College. Rhinesmith, Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, and a push is going to be called on the rebound. That's going to go on Dort College's Evavold, and Rachel Evavold has just picked up her third personal foul. Tetzloff, Shemileski, check in. Rhinesmith, Evavold, check out. Van Manen still on the floor with Bausma and Feenstra. Midland countering with Sullivan, Wengert, Severson, Shepard, and the inbounder. That is Meadows. With the basketball is Shepard. Shepard across midcourt, throws it away. Taken back by Shemileski. Feenstra back to Shemileski. Now Van Manen. Van Manen takes it across half court. Right side, Shemileski. Shemileski feeds it Feenstra. Kick out pass, Bausma. Three ball, no good. Rebound cleared, and we've got a hold called on Erica Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for her second personal foul. And free throws on the way for Midland. 56-55, Dort College by a point. 2:13 remaining in the third period. Free throws on the way for Sullivan. Sullivan is 1-for-1 today from the free throw line. 72% free throw shooter. And she makes the first one to tie it at 56. A second free throw on the way, and she makes it. 57-56. So Sullivan with 7 points, averaging 6.4 points per game. Shimoleski, Bausma, out front, Tetzloff, Van Manen thrown behind her, and the ball is loose, chased down by Shimoleski. Shimoleski bumped from behind, maintains possession of it. Here comes Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball, Shimoleski back to Bausma, Van Manen. Van Manen to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, blocked. Rebound cleared by Meadows. Meadows pass into the front court. Severson with the basketball. Midland leading by one. Right side pass, Sullivan. Sullivan with it. Sullivan to the elbow. Comes back to Meadows. Meadows, left side pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped, and Van Manen has it, and we've got a player shaken up. No, we've got a foul called against Midland on the rebound. Dort College will be shooting free throws. That foul is charged to Wengert. That's her second. And free throws coming for Dort College. And I believe this will be Kenzie Bausma. Looks like we have a complete line change coming for the defenders. Five in, five out. We'll get four of them here in between free throws. First free throw by Bausma is good. Bausma now with three. Pruitt will wait at the bench. Rinesmith, Evavold, Stamnis, and Smitsdorf are in. Second free throw by Bausma is good. 58-57. So Bausma makes both free throws. She's got 4 points. Defenders regain the lead, 58-57, 1:18 left to play, third period. Midland basketball. On the left-hand side, Shepard. They go underneath. Shot is blocked by Evavold. Rebound, Evavold gives it away to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball, letting the posts play a little bit more defensively here in the second half than we saw in the first half. I don't think anybody is voicing any complaints. Evavold, free throw line jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Midland and Severson. Long pass over the top, Sullivan. Sullivan feeds it for Meadows. Meadows, Gathji, back over to Sullivan. Sullivan, Gathji. Gathji working her way in against Evavold. Evavold, and her left-handed shot is good. 10 for Gathji. She's averaging 4.5 points per game, so she's a little bit of a wild card this afternoon. 27 seconds on the game clock, 21 on the shot clock left here in the third period. Stamnis, out front, Rinesmith. They give it up to Evavold. Cutter, Smitsdorf, layup, good. Mari with her first field goal. Dort College regains the lead, 60-59. 10 seconds left in the period. It'll be Midland basketball to start the fourth period unless we have a jump ball in between now and then. In the lane, shot is good for Severson. And Severson gives Midland a 61-60 lead entering the fourth quarter as the clock expires. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with the fourth quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College in that quarter, 10 for 17 from the floor, 59%. Limited Midland to 5 of 13 shooting. Dort College also plus 3 in the rebounding department in that third quarter of play. Now Midland has the ball back, leading 61-60. They've got the ball to start the fourth quarter. So Dort College has led by one on a few different occasions. Midland has led by as many as 13 here in the second half. Out front, Meadows launches a three, airballs it. Fails to draw iron, does Meadows. Dort College gets the ball back. 61-60, Dort College down one. With the basketball, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith hesitates, lays it up with the left hand, and Annie Ryan Smith gets around her defender, lays it up. She's got 11. Dort College leads 62-61. Let's see if Dort College can string one or two another couple stops together. Ball poked away by Ryan Smith from behind on the Severson drive. Gathje checks out. Shepherd checks out. Throwing the ball in will be Midland's Maddie Meadows. They go to Egger. Egger Sullivan. They lob it over the top. Meadows, shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Gives it back over to Egger. Egger kicks it outside. Nothing there. Hansen. Hansen on the wing. Gets the return pass. Driving in. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Ryan Smith. There's another stop for the defenders. So they start the fourth quarter with two stops in a row. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Ryan Smith, Stamness. Stamness, Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, three banger, good. Annie Ryan Smith with the 3-point basket. Dort College leading by four, their largest lead of the ballgame, 65-61. Long pass into the front court. Egger. Egger, kick out pass. They get it back left side. Severson. Severson to Sullivan. Sullivan. Beyond the three-point line against Feenstra, 12 to shoot. Comes back over to Hansen. Hansen, left side, Severson. Severson, three, good. Severson, her second three today. She's got 12, and the defender lead is 65-64. Ryan Smith, right side, Bausma. Bausma down to the baseline, and she is held on the play by Meadows. Maddie Meadows whistled for the personal foul. That is foul number two on Meadows. I'll double check against the scoreboard, and it appears that is number two against Meadows. Inbounding the basketball, right side is Evelbold. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with. Bausma, left side pass Stamness, gives to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith driving in, fires it to Evelbold. Evelbold layup, no good. They're going to wave it off, say a foul occurred before the shot. That was on Ryan Smith's drive, and she went down hard. Ben Monin will check into the game for Dort College. Ben Monin will check in. Ryan Smith will check out. So Ben Monin checks in. Throwing the ball in. Ben Monin gets it into Feenstra, and Feenstra is held on the play by Sullivan. If all else fails, Midland this afternoon, intent to grab and take their chances if a foul is going to be called. Three of them have been called here in the fourth quarter now. Right side pass goes to Stamness. Stamness, ball fake, floater from eight, good. Sienna Stamness with a two-point bucket. She's got five. Dort College leads 67-64. Right side with the drive on the left side. Shot no good. Rebound, Ben Monin. Ben Monin saves it, but it's to Sullivan near midcourt. Ben Monin threw it away from the basket. Now the pass, left side, Meadows, 7:30 remaining. Meadows beyond the three-point line, guarded by Bausma, and driving in is Egger, and Egger is fouled on the play. Foul called on Stamness, that's number three on her. Egger will go to the free throw line where she's a 76% free throw shooter. These will be her first free throw shot today. First one short, no good. Egger averaging 14.7 points per game. Thus far, she's been limited to eight. Another free throw on the way for Egger. That's just the second free throw missed by Midland in this quarter, or pardon me, in this game for that matter. Missed free throw. Getting the rebound was Hasse, but she was tied up on the play by Stamness, and the Dort College defenders have a three-point lead with an opportunity to build. Left side pass. They give it to Stamness. Stamness hesitates. Drives in with the right hand. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Midland and Egger. Egger will take it up the floor. Maddie Egger shoves it outside Severson. Three-pointer ties it. 7 minutes remaining in regulation. They pass it inside. It's taken away by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Ahead it goes Bausma. Bausma puts it up, draws some contact. She is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Ball hung on the rim and fell off. 4 points for Bausma. Dort College sending Bausma to the free throw line for a pair, 67-64. First free throw by Bausma is good. So Kenzie averaging 6.1 points per game. Pruitt checks into the game. Stamnes checks out. Tetzloff will check in. Feenstra will check out. Dort College leading 68-64, pending another free throw. Second free throw on the way for the senior is up and good. So Bausma makes them both. And the defenders lead by 5, 69-64. Biggest lead of the ball game for the defenders. It led, trailed by 13 to start this half. And they have a 5-point lead now. Severson with the basketball. She passes left side. Out front, Egger. Guarded by Smitsdorf. Severson drives in. Left-handed shot. Tough shot. Severson gets it to go. Severson going full speed. Bausma shot no good. Back we go the other way. Dort College leading 69-66, but Midland with a chance to tie it with a three. Shepherd back out front. Meadows, 6:16 remaining. They go high post with it. Egger at the free throw line. Right side pass with the basketball is Hazy. Misses the three. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. 6:06 remaining. Dort College with a three-point lead and a chance to build it back to five. Out front, Rinesmith. Step in three. Off the mark, no good. 5:55 left to go in regulation. Midland trails Dort College, 69-66. The Warriors have the basketball. Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out. See if they can get to the charity stripe. Pass goes left side. Shepherd. Shepherd gives it up out front. Egger with a left hand. They pass underneath, and Hazy with her first basket. Dort College leads 69-68. Evable with a left hand. Can't get it to go, and the rebound is cleared by Egger. Here comes Midland. Midland has put together back-to-back buckets, back-to-back scores with it left side. They give it to Egger. Egger reverses it. Shepherd. Shepherd. Nothing there. Back out front. 5:15 and counting. Dort College up a point. Egger. Three. Good. Maddie Egger with 11. Dort College trails 71-69. Down to the baseline is Bausma. Bausma floater. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Severson. Severson up the floor. Splits the defense. Lays it up with left hand. Good. Severson with a two-point basket. And just like that, Midland has turned a five-point deficit into a four-point advantage as they go on a 7-0 run. Beg your pardon. That is a 9-0 run. They were down 69-64. They got a two, followed by another two, then a three, and now a layup. And it's been Severson doing most of the damage. Severson unofficially with 16. We have a timeout on the floor. Dort College trailing Midland by four. Just moments ago, they were up five. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. 4:45 remaining in regulation. Dort College trailing. And they call a timeout. Back with more in a moment. Dort College runs an out-of-bounds play to Annie Rinesmith for a three from the right corner. She missed it. No good. Ashita with the basketball as she brings it up against Rinesmith now. Pass goes right side. Shepherd. Dort College trailing by four. Midland with the basketball. Midland is strung together some defensive stops. And they have gotten points. They're on a 9-0 run right now. Ashita picks up her dribble. Ashita looking. Still looking. And a 5 seconds call against the Midland Warriors. Dort College has two timeouts remaining. Midland has four. Left side pass goes to Feenstra. Now comes back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith steps beyond the three-point line. Feenstra, three-pointer off the mark. No good. Dort College settling for threes right now. They're only down four. Just need a bucket and a stop, and it changes things dramatically. Back we go the other way. Pick and roll out front. Now the cut. Hossie, two-point bucket. It's 75-69. College down six. Now they feed it inside to Evavold. Evavold with the right hand. Good. Rachel Evavold with a two-point basket. Dort College, for a period of time there, looked like they forgot they had post players. 75-71, Dort College down four. Now you need to stop. 3:27 remaining. You still got time. Obviously, with that 30-second shot clock, changes things dramatically. Sullivan with a basketball out front. Shepard might have traveled with it. No call made. Ashita. Ashita, long three. Missed it. No good. She flops to the floor. No call made. Here comes Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Stamness. Another three. Good. Sienna Stamness with the three-point basket. 8 points. And the defenders trail by one. 75-74. It surprises me the personnel that Midland has on the floor right now. Ashita not comfortable handling the ball at all. Right side it goes over to Hossie. Hossie to Sullivan. Sullivan with a basketball. Left side Ashita. 10 to shoot. Ashita drives in. Puts it up, blocked by Feenstra. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Now Ashita falls on top of it. And they're going to call a foul on Feenstra. Shot clock was about ready to expire. And they call a foul on Feenstra on the floor. Erica Feenstra whistled for her third. And Midland gets Ashita off the floor, and they get their regular point guard Severson back on. And Andy Rinesmith commits a foul on the perimeter, trying to jump the route. Amanda Hansen gets fouled. That is foul number four against Dort College in this quarter. They've still got one to give. They still have one to give. They've got three fouls called here in the fourth quarter. Severson out front, looking down low for Egger. Severson on the left wing. They give it to Egger. Egger down to the baseline. Lost her footing. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Evavold. It's Midland basketball. 17 on the shot clock, 2:15 on the game clock. Midland still has four timeouts remaining. Pass over the top. Coming up with it is Hossie. Hossie gets the return pass on the wing. 9 seconds to shoot. Pass back over to Sullivan. 5 to shoot. They shovel it for Egger. Egger, short shot, misses everything. Rebound, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Stamness. Stamness with the basketball on the wing. Dort College down a point. Dort College will call for a set play with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Rinesmith, cut off, reverses it. Bausma. Bausma in traffic, shot no good, and now a foul on the play called on Dort College and Stamness. Stamness called for the foul on the rebound. That's Sienna's fourth. 75-74, Midland by a point. 1:37 and counting, ball game. Left side pass, Sullivan. Sullivan at the free throw line. Drives in with the right hand, missed it. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith, and now Rinesmith is tied up on the play. As Sullivan comes in from out of bounds and ties her up.
Gotta do it again. Come on.
1:24 remaining, ball game. 30 seconds on the shot clock, so a fresh 30. Egger, Sullivan. Sullivan, they're looking. They feed it off left side with the basketball. Hossie. Hossie at the free throw line. Puts it up from 12. Good. Hossie with three field goals in the fourth quarter. Dort College trails 77-74. 1 minute remaining in regulation. Pass goes down low. Evavold. Evavold with the basketball. A three ties it. Bausma. Kick out pass. Rinesmith into the corner. Stamness. Three banger. Good. Three-point basket by Sienna Stamness, her third three of the day. She's got 11, and we're deadlocked at 77 with 52.4 seconds remaining in regulation. It'll be Midland basketball when we resume play right after this. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty. Proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Midland basketball after the timeout. We're tied 77-77. Midland will need to shoot at around the 25-second mark of the ball game. Driving in with the right hand. Shot blocked out of bounds by Eva Volt. It'll be Midland basketball with 8 seconds remaining. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. 30 on the game clock. Midland to throw in. Severson on the left side. They go over to Sullivan. 6 to shoot. They go to Egger. Egger shot no good. Rebound taken down by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Dort College can win it at the end of regulation. Stamness to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. 15 seconds. Now 14. Ryan Smith with it on the left-hand side, and she is fouled on the play by Egger. Maddie Egger whistled for her third personal, so she, Maddie Egger, takes matters into her own hands and hedges really hard on that drive. Commits the foul. Ryan Smith will shoot 2 free throws. First free throw by Annie off the rim. No good. Dort College not helping themselves from the charity stripe so far this season. So a timeout on the floor. Odd timing for this timeout. Sean Gilbert calls a timeout in between free throws. So no opportunity to advance the ball or anything like that because there's another free throw coming for Dort College. And nothing changes with this free throw. I mean, you got to secure the rebound or you're going to have it out of bounds, and you can call the timeout then and advance it. As it is, Midland burns a timeout. 11.8 seconds remaining. Give Ryan Smith a chance to think about it a little bit more, I guess. Grasping for something. Ryan Smith, free throw, trying to unlock the tie. That one's up. That one's dead center. Ryan Smith makes 1 of 2, and the Dort College defenders will defend as Midland will now use another timeout, and they indicate they would like to inbound the basketball right in front of their bench. They have 2 timeouts remaining, and Dort College has a 78-77 lead. So Annie makes 1 of 2 free throws. Ryan Smith had 6 at halftime. She has 15 for the ball game. She has scored 6 here in the fourth quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Dort College with a 78-77 advantage. Dort College led in scoring by Erica Feenstra's 20. Sienna Stamness has knocked down 3 triples today. 2 of them in the fourth quarter. 8 points in the fourth quarter. 11 for the ballgame. Foul trouble. Dort College has 1 player on the floor with 4 fouls. That is Stamness. Both teams are in the bonus. Midland has 2 timeouts remaining. Dort College has 1. Midland has 2 players on the floor with 4 fouls. They are Hansen and Egger. Midland inbounding, 11.8 left. They get the ball inbounded. Out front, Hansen. Hansen of the basketball. Cross-court pass, tipped by Bousma, picked up by Midland. 3 for Severson. Off the rim, no good. Loose basketball. As the shot clock as the clock expires, and we've got a foul called. A foul called on Rachel Evavold. As time expires on the rebound putback, and they're going to put 0.3 on the clock. Free throws on the way for Hansen. Hansen is 4 for 4 from the free throw line, and she can in effect tie it or win it. First free throw up, no good. Now she can tie it. So she misses the first one, and Bill Harmson will give her team an opportunity, her and her team an opportunity to think about this one. A full-length timeout as a foul got called on the putback attempt. Hansen may miss the first free throw, and she's got another one coming. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Timeout, Dort College. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. So Dort College, all on a miss. You've got to secure the rebound. You don't want to tap in with 0.3 seconds remaining. Amanda Hansen will shoot a free throw. It's up and good. So Hansen makes the free throw. And that's the end of regulation. 78 all. We head to overtime. 5 free minutes of basketball. 78-78. To overtime we go. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5 with the basketball. Eve of old after Dort College controls the opening tap of the overtime session. Left side pass, Feenstra. Feenstra to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Annie underneath. Step back three. Good. Three-point basket for Annie Rinesmith. She has 18, and the defenders lead 81-78. Hot front with the basketball is Sullivan. Sullivan feeds it left wing. Shot blocked by Evold. Loose basketball, though, picked up by Severson. 4:26 remaining in the overtime. 14 on the shot clock. Severson goes back. Left side, Hansen. Hansen. Right side, now Severson. Severson thought about the step back. Working against Rinesmith. Puts up the wild shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by Evold. Evold over to Rinesmith. Here comes Dort College. Dort College with an opportunity to build the lead. Rinesmith driving in, can't get it to go, but she is fouled. So Annie Rinesmith with an opportunity. Thank you. The Dort College defenders, Annie Rinesmith, shooting 2 free throws. Both teams will be in the bonus as things continue from the fourth quarter. It's just like an extension of the fourth quarter in that regard. You also get an extra timeout. Another free throw for Rinesmith. This one's up, and she left that one short. Rolls around and it falls through. Annie must be living right. She's got 20, and the defenders lead 83-78. Dort College matching their biggest lead of the ball game. Last time they had that 5-point lead, I hesitate to remind you what happened. Pass it down low. Sullivan. Sullivan off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Rinesmith. Rinesmith up the floor over the basketball. Right side, Bausma. Bausma charges in. Shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Feenstra. Erica Feenstra with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 85-78. Three stops. And then three productive offensive possessions, and the Dort College defenders lead it 85-78 with 3:36 remaining. Timeout on the floor, charge to Midland. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College on defense, Midland with the basketball. They feed it underneath Egger. Egger, jump hook, good. Maddie Egger with a 2-point basket. Maddie Egger with 11. Dort College leads 85-80. So Dort College with the lead. Midland on defense. 3 minutes remaining in the extra session. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty. Rebound, Tetzloff. Tetzloff drives into the lane and she gets fouled after the rebound, and Bailey will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Eve of Old will be checking in if Tetzloff can make this free throw. 2:57 left in the overtime. Dort College leading 85-80. Second free throw is up and good, so Tetzloff makes 1 of 2. And the defender lead is 6, 86-80. Tetzloff with 5 points. She had 4 in the first half. Dort College showing some defensive pressure. 2:52 and counting. Overtime. With it on the left side, Severson. They go in, so they look inside. Instead, they pass cross court with basketball. Hansen. Hansen drives in and a block called on Erica Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for a block. Hansen got herself in a predicament and got bailed out with a foul call, so she goes to the free throw line to shoot two. She was in a bad spot, and she makes that free throw. Another free throw on the way for Hansen. First one kicked off the heel and dropped through. That one misses. North College leads 86-81. So the two teams swap one for two trips at the free throw line. So Feenster now has four fouls. Keep an eye on that development. With the basketball, Ryan Smith, Stamness. Stamness with it out front. Sienna back to Feenstra. Feenstra might have traveled. Gets it away. Bausma, 2:20 and counting. 10 on the shot clock. Ryan Smith weaving out front. Step back three. Bang, bang, bang. Ryan Smith knocks down the triple for Annie. That is her fourth three-point shot. And the North College defenders lead 89-80. One, that is, 89-81, North College by eight, their biggest lead of the ballgame, 2:08 remaining. Left side pass, Midland has it. Hansen, three, good. Hansen answers with a three of her own, averaging 11.6 points per game. She's got 12, and the defender lead is 89-84. Timeout on the floor to Midland, trailing by five. Two-minute warning of overtime. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Pass goes right side. They give it up Bausma. Bausma to Rinesmith. Dort College will run a little clock. 1:40 and counting. Rinesmith with the basketball. Gives it up Feenstra. Feenstra rolls it inside Evavold. They dig down hard on her. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Midland basketball. Now Dort College will have to play defense again. 1:34 remaining. So Dort College took 26 seconds off of the clock. Tetzloff is in. Evavold is out. That will mean Feenstra will guard the post. That's Egger. Midland down five with a basketball. Out front, Severson, guarded by Ryan Smith. They go out front, Meadows, left side pass. They go to Egger. Egger throws it up, shot no good. Rebound, and we've got a foul on Feenstra. And that's five on Feenstra. Feenstra has just fouled out of the ballgame with 22 points, and she is eliminated with 1:18 remaining. Free throws on the way for Egger. 11 points for Egger. Kaldich has done a pretty decent job on her defensively. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line so far. So Egger, two free throws. And she makes that one as it rolls around. 12 now for Egger. It's 89-85. This one's a big one. Can make it a one-possession game. And she rims it, no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. So Pruitt on the floor. Gives it away to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. 1:10 remaining. Pruitt tries to drive in. She's cut off. Gets it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Annie, 14 seconds. Dort College has a timeout remaining. Rinesmith into the corner. Pruitt. Pruitt out front. Evavold, 9 to shoot. Puts it up off the bottom of the backboard. Ball's down on the floor. Bausma trying to hassle her, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. They'll reset the shot clock. 47.7 seconds remaining. Mari Smitsdorf will check into the game. Pruitt will check out. So credit Bausma there with hassling the play on the floor. Dort College, a fresh 30 to work with. Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Dort College up two possessions with a basketball. Rinesmith gives it away to Bausma. And they call a foul on Midland and Amanda Hansen. And Hansen is done. She will check out with 12 points. Bausma and Stamness will come over to the bench to receive some instruction. Two free throws on the way for Annie. Rinesmith with eight here in the overtime. If she can get to 10, it's really going to help. First one up and good. Not because of her 10, but changes it to a six-point difference. Midland would need two threes in the final 36.7. Missed it. Made one of two. It's 90-85. Nord College by five. Here come the Warriors. 30 seconds and counting. Three-pointer. You knew it was going in. It's that kind of day. Three-pointer from the right wing by Hossie. Hossie with nine. And the defender lead is 2, 90-88. Shot clock is off. That one was too easy. And the defenders have the basketball with 28.9 seconds remaining. Length of the floor in front of them when we resume play right after this.
Yes.
So Midland is down 2. I know that burning question in your mind is, how many threes has Hossie made this season? You're going to be happy to know it's not her first or second or anything like that, but it is her 14th. Makes it a two-point ball game. So now Midland will play for the steal. And if they don't get the steal, they're going to commit a foul. Need to stretch this one out now if you're Midland. It's 28.9 seconds remaining in regulation. Stamness inbounds to Evavold. Evavold trapped in the backcourt, and Evavold is fouled on the play. Rachel will go to the free throw line. Fouls charged to Sullivan, and that is her fourth. Midland went with some personnel changes, and that is Casey Thompson, number one. She will check. Well, she'll stay in the ballgame. Egger will check in. Egger has four personals, so they're protecting her. First free throw by Evavold. Rachel knocks it down. 12 in the second half, now 13 in the second half plus overtime, 15 for the ball game, and here's your big one. 26 seconds remaining. She makes it. It's a two-possession ball game. Second free throw is up. Good. Rachel Evavold with 16. Dort College leads 92-88. Here comes Midland. They're out of timeouts. Shepherd, three. Offline, no good. Rebound, Egger. Fires it outside. 16 seconds left. Three-pointer is good. Hossie makes another one. She's got 12. Ryan Smith with the basketball, and Annie is fouled immediately. And the Dort College lead is 92-91. Two free throws on the way for Ryan Smith. This one is far from over. Ryan Smith shooting free throw. Two of them on the way with 12.8 remaining. First one is good. Ryan Smith now with 10 in the overtime. 25 for the ballgame. That's a new career high for Ryan Smith. She can make it a three-point ballgame, and you need this one. Second free throw is up and good. So Ryan Smith makes it. It's 94-91. 12 seconds remaining. Here comes Midland. Into the front court with the basketball is Midland. Midland. Meadows goes over to Shepherd. Shepherd beyond the three-point line. Back to Meadows. Right side pass. Let her go. It's a two. Shot is up and good. Dort College leads. They get the ball inbounded to Stamness with one-tenth of a second remaining. And Maddie Egger with her team needing a three. Drives in, takes the two, and with one-tenth of a second left, Dort College inbounds it immediately. And that's your ball game. Dort College survives on the road. 94-93. Somehow, some way, Dort College was not sharp for much of this first, well, all of the first half. Got things going in the third quarter. Fourth quarter, up and down, and the defenders survive it and win in overtime, 94-93. Dort College wins it by a point, improved to 6-3 in the conference, 11-4 overall. We can be back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game right after this. Time for the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort College defenders survive. It's 94-93. They defeat the Midland Warriors. In overtime, Dort College able to outscore the Warriors 61-49. Dort College, a third-quarter advantage of 27-17 to get back in it after trailing by most of the, or all of the first half, trailed by as many as 13. That was at the start of the second half. and then were able to get things going. Much of it due to better shooting and defensive stops. It's oversimplifying things, and I talk to people, and so often making a basket or two cures so many problems, and the Dort College defenders in the second half tonight shoot around 50%. And they get a victory of 94-93 in overtime. The defenders, 29 of 63 from the floor for the game. That was 45 minutes of play. 46% from the floor were the defenders. 7 of 19 on threes for 37%. 29 of 40 on free throws for 73%. For Midland, 32 of 72. They cooled off in the second half. They were at 50% in the first half. Dort College limited them to sub 40% shooting in the second half of play. Midland a little better than their season norm from the three-point line. 9 of 28 for 32%. 20 of 27 on free throws, 74%. Dort College plus 3 in rebounding in the second half. 35-31 for the ball game. And turnovers. Dort College limited their turnovers. I think they had 11 at halftime. They end with 14. That is much better. Midland also had 16 turnovers this afternoon. Dort College led in scoring by Annie Rinesmith with a career-high 26 points, including 4 of 9 on threes, and she was able to get 11 of those points in the overtime session, hit a big three to start the overtime, and that changed the complexion of the overtime period. Erica Feenstra, 8 of 12 from the floor, 6 for 10 on free throws, 22 points. 16 points for Rachel Evavold, 6 of 11 from the floor. Sienna Stamness, 11 points, 4 for 10 from the floor, 3 for 5 on three-pointers. 6 points for Kenzie Bosma, 5 for Bailey Tetzloff, 4 for Mari Smitsdorf, 2 each for Jordan Van Manen and Maya Shemileski for their total of 94 points. For Midland, 16 for Maddie Eggers, 7 of 14 from the floor. Madison Severson, 16 points, 7 of 15 from the floor. Amanda Hansen, 12 points, 2 for 4. They were both threes, and she also knocked down 6 free throws. 12 points for Lexi Hasse. She hit 2 three-pointers in the overtime. Sam Shepard, 11 off of the bench. Katie Gathje with 10. 7 for McKenna Sullivan, 6 for Maddie Meadows, 3 for Peyton Wenger. Rebounding, Rachel Evavold with 8 rebounds. Erica Feenstra ends with 7. Annie Rinesmith had 6, 4 for Abby Pruitt, 2 for Kenzie Bosma, 2 for Bailey Tetzloff, 2 for Jordan Van Manen. For Midland, Maddie Egger had 7 rebounds, 5 each for Sullivan and Meadows, and 3 for Madison Severson, Shepard, and Gathje. Annie Rinesmith handed out 9 assists today. She also had 5 steals, so that's a great line for Rinesmith today, 26, 6, 9, and 5. 26.6 rebounds, 9 assists, and 5 steals. 3 assists for Rachel Evavold, 2 for Ebby Pruitt. For Midland, they got 5 assists from McKenna Sullivan and 3 for Maddie Meadows. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Haven't seen Coach Bill Harmson yet out of the locker room. We'll tread water for a little while, see if he's able to make it out. Back with more after this. You're listening to the Wireless World Postgame Wrap. We'll be back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders securing a win here this afternoon, and this one was not easy by any stretch of the imagination, but the Dort College defenders fight back. Good second half of play, third quarter especially, and Bill Harmson takes a seat beside me. And, Coach, after that first 20-minute segment, I thought to myself, I don't know that we could do a lot worse. And in the second half, you're able to get things righted. I sure am glad these college games are 40 minutes long.
Mike, the girls are disappointed at half, too. And we just didn't play with a lot of passion. We didn't play with a lot of urgency. You know, we gave up 44 points in the first half, and nothing was just rolling our way. And you know what? At halftime, the message was, you know what? You make your own breaks. And sometimes when you just buckle down and you just play a little bit harder and you play for each other and you love each other, and things just start to fall in line. And I was really happy to see that. This was a big win for our girls, Mike.
We talked on Tuesday after the loss to Bellevue, and that margin for error is so thin. When you win a game and you fight your way through, you think to yourself, okay, we may have taken another step.
Yeah.
Today was another step in that process.
I hope so. You know, these girls have had, you know, they got all these final projects due. They got finals next week. I know their minds are full of a lot of different things, and they're being stretched in different areas with travel plans and going back home and seeing family. And, you know, we really tried to come out today and just go, you know what? Empty your mind. Play hard for each other. This is the last time we're going to be together till after Christmas. Let's really enjoy the moment. First half, we didn't enjoy it so much, but it was really fun to see us come out the second half and compete.
Second half, Rachel Leavold responded with a big second half, both offensively and defensively, and that's another thing we talk about, the foul trouble that she's been finding herself in recently.
Yeah.
Today she was able to find a way to be an impact player defensively without getting into foul trouble.
She did. She played straight up. She played really smart and just built a wall. In the second half, we had her front in the post, and so that was just a little adjustment that we made, and I thought she got a lot more active on both ends just because we had her front. And so it was really good for Rachel. She was not happy at halftime. To see her come back the second half and have the second half she did, it was outstanding.
What a night for Annie Rinesmith.
Yep.
She hit, I said that three that started the overtime, I'm not sure that's what you're looking for, but it certainly changed the complexion of things.
Yep, she had a big one there. She had a couple big ones in regulation, and then we just started, you know, flattening the floor for her. You could just tell it in her eyes, and hit a couple big free throws. And she just started feeling it at that point. So, you know, as a junior and as a very good player for us, you know, it's fun to see her to start stepping up into that role of that, hey, I'm going to make this big shot here. So that was fun to see.
Sienna Stamnos back from injury, and it took her just a little bit to get the timing back. But second half, she really did some nice things.
She had three threes for us in the second half, a big one to tie in the corner. I brought her over with about 2 minutes into the second half and just said, hey, it's okay for you to score. You know, let's get aggressive here, because she was really moving well. And so it was fun to see her hit that first three, and then she just kind of started looking for it again and got comfortable. So, yeah, absolutely, it was great having Sienna back.
Taking a look at scores across the conference, and I don't do a lot of it during the game, but then when the game is all over, I take a look at it. Jamestown gets a win. Northwestern gets a win. Mount Marty gets a win. You have to get wins when you can, because they're so hard to come by.
We gave a card to our girls, a little postcard, in the locker room just now that outlines our second semester schedule. And this first semester was fun, you know, being 11-4, that's outstanding through 15 games. But now that second semester hits, you know, we get welcome back with Dakota State and Trinity at Northwestern. Then we step right into the Dakota Concordia, Doan, Dakota Wesleyan, Morningside, Northwestern. It just drops in just like that. So we're sending them home with a little reminder to not sit at the table too long and eat so much ham and turkey, but to get out and actually condition themselves so they're coming back in shape on that Thursday, the 26th.
Coach Armson, good win today. Congratulations. Enjoy a few days at least, and back at it after Christmas.
Mike, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thanks, Bill. That's Bill Harmson talking about today's win for the Dort College Defenders. Dort College getting a win today, 94-93. And it is time now for the Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. You don't put a line like this together and not get some recognition. 26 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists, 5 steals, and just 2 turnovers in 36 minutes of play at point guard. Annie Rinesmith, 7 of 13 from the floor, 4 for 9 on threes, and 8 of 10 on free throws. And she is your Defender Player of the Game, presented by Sioux Center Health. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second half of our twin bill. Dort College Midland men's basketball right after this.
Yes, bro.
Well, the Dort College women go to 11-4 for the season. They go into the holiday break, the Christmas, the semester break, with that win. And for those of you wondering, Annie Rinesmith's 9 assists, Not quite a record. You got to go back to 1983. Linda Mabey handed out 14 helpers, and the Dort College defender winning. So just wanted to take care of that in case anyone out there was curious.